We could have a small discussion here if you like. You are so few, so I'm not too scared to talk to you. Yes?
What did you mean in that one poem when you said that our history was involved? It was the three stanzas poem. I think, I can't remember. I don't know if it was seven stanzas. One which you came back.
Yeah, you, as I received a letter from America, you are involved in it. Letter from America drove me out again, started me walking through the luminous June night in the empty suburban streets among newborn districts without memories, cool as blueprints. Letter in my pocket, you wild, raging walking, you are a kind of prayer for others. Over there, evil and good actually have faces. For the most part with us, it's a fighting between roots, numbers, shades of light. So over there is from the Swedish point of view. It was in 66. And the war is, of course, there in the background. Yeah. Yes. this is a translation by Sam Charters, who is a, I couldn't write anything directly in English. Impossible. I don't know the language that well, you see. But did you think this last poem was too Swedish? It's impossible to ask you like this, but what was most difficult to grasp there? Huh? Yeah. Do you think so? Yeah. Yeah, reading it in English isn't very different from reading it in Swedish. So I can feel that it's a good translation. That it sounds, well. One of his books is in the library here, in the Poetry Center library.
I'm curious about Mae Swenson, in the sense of, where did she get her background in Swedish to be translated?
She was born by Swedish parents who had emigrated to Utah because they were Mormons, I think. And she knew Swedish when she was a child, but then she left it completely. So, I don't know actually how much Swedish she knows. I think it's very little, and so much that she can work very well together with Leif Sjöberg, who is a Swedish professor at Stony Brook, who helped her with this pure linguistical problems. But I have never spoken Swedish with her, so I don't know. She says somewhere in the foreword that yeah. He shared the assistance of Leif Sjöberg, a distinguished linguist who furnished word-for-word transliteration. Otherwise, my unschooled knowledge of Swedish would not have been equal to this project. Yeah, I helped her too. We had some correspondence. And wrote. I have translated into Swedish, yes, from English. The important thing is that you know your own language well. Oh, I translated Mervyn, James Wright, Bly. From English, and Simpson, and I have these are what is published, but I have certain things that I have translated which are not published yet. I'm even also translating a few of what is named Shelton or something. Dick Shelton. Well, I've translated from German a little and from Hungarian. This Hungarian, I think I mostly translate from Hungarian. That's a language I don't know a word of. So, but it happened that I'm a very good friend of an Hungarian exile who lives in Sweden. And he is he's a poet himself and knows Swedish to 98%. So we work very well together, and we have translated many Hungarian poets together. Ilyes, Vörös, Pilinski, etc. You have never heard his names. Now, the Hungarian poetry is completely neglected here in this country. Why? Has anyone come from Hungary from the beginning here? You have an Hungarian name or something? No. I don't know where they emigrated.
What kinds of poetry do you find most difficult to translate?
That's very difficult to say. There are certain poets like Stafford and Creeley, which are very well, very good in English, but for some reason they don't go over to Swedish. And I don't know really. In Creeley's case, I can understand it because he writes with very few words and they have very special. They are so much inside the American way of speech and so on. But Stafford should be possible in Swedish, but he isn't good in Swedish as he is in the English language. I don't know. But the main problem, I think, is the cultural problem, so to say, that the poems have to do with certain surroundings or certain way of thinking and so on that is unknown to a Swedish reader, and that is the problem to translate. I remember one poem of Robert Lowell. I almost succeeded to translate. It was about he spent a year in a prison during the war as a pacifist. And this poem is, I think, a strong one, but it's full of your abbreviations. I am a CEO, I am a... No, they are talking like this. And to translate that into Swedish would be very difficult, because you have to have footnotes all the time and tell me, a CEO is a conscious objectionist. And the poem would look like a Christmas tree after this. So... it couldn't be translated so well. There are many such things in American poetry that makes it difficult. But I must say, I don't have an ambition to translate other poems than the poems that. Can be translated to 95%. So I have never tried to do a whole book or something like that. Robert Bly has translated a whole book of mine into English. and night vision. It is, but already, I think he has succeeded very well, but certain poems here are must be misunderstood in English, I think. Inevitable. Even the title might be a little difficult, because what do you think night vision means, actually? What does it mean? It could be a
dream.
A dream, yes. It could be? Yes. You see, in Swedish, the word mörkerseende means only one thing. Namely, it's a medical expression, a technical expression for adaptation to darkness, your ability to adapt. For instance, cats have it. Owls have it. Car drivers should have more of it. And that, it's called night vision. How is your night vision? But it also, in English, means visions of the night and all these pathetic things, which it is. So already the title is a little difficult to translate.